Angels Cry Sometimes by Josephine Cox.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The story of Josephine Cox is as extraordinary as anything in her novels. Born in a cotton mill house in Blackburn, she was one of 10 children. Her parents, she says, brought out the worst in each other, and life was full of tragedy and hardship, but not without love and laughter. At the age of 16, Josephine met and married a caring and wonderful man, and had two sons. When the boys started school, she decided to go to college, and eventually gained a place at Cambridge University, though was unable to take this up, as it would have meant living away from home. However, she did go into teaching, while at the same time helping to renovate the derelict council house that was their home, coping with the problems caused by her mother's unhappy home life, and writing her first full-length novel. Not surprisingly, she then won the Superwoman of Great Britain Award, for which her family had secretly entered her, and this coincided with the acceptance of her novel for publication. Josephine gave up teaching in order to write full-time. She says, "I love writing, both recreating scenes and characters from my past, together with new storylines which mingle naturally with the old."